I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's a very funny saying in America by a guy, a baseball player called Yogi Berra. And he has a quote that says, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah.
Which is very strange, but it's really beautifully, eloquently said it. And I think I just naturally, gently followed wherever it seemed like I was supposed to wander. So you take polka lessons, which on the outside doesn't sound like a great idea.
But
I thought it was a wonderful idea. This oompa, 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 oompa. And the different accents of the rhythm inside of that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you listen to No One Knows and it goes boom-ta, 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 boom-ta. You know, I see.
Yeah, indeed.
Boy putting polka and shoving it inside the husk of rock music.
Zu Gast in dieser Episode von der Soundtrack meines Lebens ist Josh Omi, Kopf der Queens of the Stone Age und damit mein erster internationaler Gast in diesem Podcast. Aus meinem Gespräch mit Josh hörte ich hier nun die ersten Minuten, die komplette Folge und damit eine Reise durch Joshs musikalische Sozialisation könnt ihr als Visions Plus Abonnentin oder Abonnent hören. Mehr Infos dazu findet ihr auf visions.de.
I think my earliest memories of music is every once in a while we would drive in the summertime to northern Idaho and sometimes we would stop in Las Vegas. And I remember going to dinner theater and seeing, you know, showgirls and big band music. And if at that time, if you didn't have a dinner jacket, they'd give you one. So I would never bring a jacket. Just so they would give me an adult jacket. I think it was about 8. And it made me feel very grown up, you know.
And then you saw burlesque shows of...
I saw, I saw, you know, almost like... was normal to have a chorus line.
Yeah.
Right? Lots of kicks, lots of feather boas.
Yeah.
And then we would go see a comedian like Rodney Dangerfield. I don't know if
Rodney
that matters.
Rodney Dangerfield. Okay.
In fact, I think seeing Rodney Dangerfield was a big deal because he got booed off stage.
Yeah.
And I was blown away because I didn't realize the audience could get together as a group and boo, essentially saying, that's enough. Yeah. And then he walked off stage.
Yeah.
So I was just blown away that people on stage were susceptible to the audience. They were at the audience's pleasure, so to speak.
But what music did your parents listen to? Was there music around at home?
Well, my parents listened to music in a strange way in that they would just listen to an artist's single record. And they would never listen to anything else. My folks listened to, my dad saw The Doors in Washington, D.C. once on a trip across the country. So I listened to a lot of The Doors, which I think is the first time I ever remember music being scary and mysterious. And unknowable, you know? And I think and it was, you know, the poetry that was there was so dark and mysterious. And I just thought, oh my God.